Seems like it's never enough.
The sound of Pastor Maurice Jackson at Tuesday's funeral for Andre Hill. His killing by a now former Columbus police officer came less than 3 weeks after a Franklin County deputy shot and killed Casey Goodson Jr. The shootings with white officers firing on black men have stirred outrage in Columbus after a year marked by protests against racial inequities in policing. At Tuesday's service, elected officials and national civil rights leaders called for police reform in the wake of the killings. WOSU's Nick Evans was there, and he joins us now. Nick, obviously a very solemn moment there. Describe the scene and who all was in attendance.
So, yeah, it's at the First Church of God on Columbus's south side. Massive, massive building. You know, there's an open casket, and, you know, friends and family were there passing in front of the casket to give their final respects. There's also a quilt that was sort of depicting the black men and women in recent years who have been shot either by police officers or were high-profile killings. We heard from family and friends, as well as a string of elected officials, including City Council President Shannon Harden, State Rep Erica Crawley, and Congresswoman Joyce Beatty.
His death will not merely be a rallying cry at protests. His death will not be in vain. His memory will not be forgotten. Instead, his life will be celebrated.
Joyce Beatty there. Who else spoke at the service?
Well, the Reverend Al Sharpton came to deliver the eulogy. And the message that he hammered home on was the idea that the time for excuses is over. He argues that police who are empowered by the state should be held to a higher standard.
You're not no regular human being. You are hired to be your brother's keeper, not your brother's killer. If you couldn't have lived up to the badge, you shouldn't have put it on.
I understand attendance at the funeral was limited, but there was a public procession afterwards. What exactly happened there?
So after the service, the casket was taken to the Brentnell neighborhood and then was carried on a horse-drawn carriage to the local rec center. This rec center was sort of a central place in Hill's life, and there were 100 or more people there chanting as his coffin was brought into the parking lot.
So again, as we heard, Adam Coy, the officer who shot Andre Hill, has been fired. What happens both next in the Andre Hill case and the aforementioned Casey Goodson Jr. case?
Right. Well, you know, unfortunately, we just have to wait. Officer Coy, who killed Hill, still has time to appeal his termination from the force, but he is yet to do so. And then we're still waiting on word from the investigations that are being carried out by either local, state, or federal officials to hear if there are going to be any charges.
A major difference in the cases as well, there is no body camera footage of the Casey Goodson Jr. case, and Jason Mead, the deputy who shot Goodson, still a deputy. WOSU's Nick Evans covering Tuesday's funeral for Andre Hill, a black man killed by a Columbus police officer December 22nd. Nick, thanks.
Anytime. Happy to do it.